Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 21st of March. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we ask ourselves if anyone will be in heaven because of us. We turn back to our passage for this week, Revelation chapter 7 and verses 9 to 12. Praise from the great crowd. After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands. And they were shouting with a great roar, "Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living beings. And they fell before the throne with their faces to the ground and worshipped God. They sang, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power and strength belong to our God for ever and ever. Amen." When it comes to being all that God wants the church to be, the most important thing is seeing God's vision. In those verses from Revelation chapter 7, John has a breathtaking vision of a huge throng standing before the throne of the Lamb. This vision serves as a reminder of the glorious completion of God's saving promises and encourages us to look beyond our own fearful conditions and circumstances. As we read Revelation chapter 7, we're transported into a scene of heavenly worship. John witnesses people from every nation, every tribe, and every language, clothed in white robes and holding palm branches. Their unified voices rise in praise, giving glory to God and the Lamb. This vision reminds us that God's plan of salvation isn't limited to a select few, but extends to all people. Life is filled with challenges and uncertainties that can sometimes cloud our vision. We may face personal struggles, doubts, or fears that make it difficult to see the bigger picture. However, when we fix our eyes on God's vision, we are reminded that He is in control and that He has a plan for our lives. God's vision serves as a source of encouragement and motivation to keep going until we have finished the race. It reminds us that our current circumstances are temporary and that there is a greater purpose awaiting us. When we align our hearts with God's vision, we are empowered to persevere through trials and challenges, knowing that our efforts are not in vain. Take a moment today to reflect on God's vision for your life and for the church. How can you align your goals and actions with His vision? How can you encourage others to see beyond their circumstances and persevere in their faith? In conclusion, seeing God's vision is crucial for the church to be all that God wants it to be. By fixing our eyes on the glorious completion of God's saving promises, we can look beyond our own fearful conditions and circumstances. So let us keep running the race, knowing that God's vision will guide and empower us every step of the way. A bit later today, you may want to think more deeply about these thoughts, and if you do, then this reflection question may help you. How can you actively seek and embrace God's vision for your life and for the church? And I hope to see you back here tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, as we look at finding hope in the darkness.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.